Hey everyone, this is Rachel Mooney.
This is Cindy.
This is Maggie.
And this is Andrea. And you're listening to Real Her Talk, houses, heels, and real estate deals.
We're going to talk today about cars, what we did over the weekend. It was Labor Day weekend when we're filming this. It may be a minute before we post it, but last week we were filming. And Rachel, what did you say after we were done filming?
Oh, that I bought a Tesla.
Yeah. And I was like, tell me more about this. Yeah. And then you had an appointment. So I called you later and was like, okay, tell me all the things. Because this is funny. And I don't know if you know this, is Rachel had a Macan.
I loved it. Loved it.
You have a
Porsche.
You have a Cayenne right now, right?
Yeah. Not a Macan.
Not a Macan, but a Cayenne. And before that, you had your Boxster.
Yes.
And then I currently, for the next 48 hours, still have my Cayenne. And all of us love, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I have to start saying ED because mm-hmm. I'm not driving it right now. My Porsche and the maintenance.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. That's the biggest downside to that vehicle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're like, your first oil change is like, and maintenance is 2000. Then what's 4 and then 7?
I don't know, because you didn't have the right friends.
Well, I'm just saying
the most economical car. And sure, I would pay like $150 for an oil change.
It was oil change plus maintenance. And if you went to the dealership.
Oh, yeah. No, I never.
Yeah, no. But still, I mean, my starter went out because it had that auto start stop mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. And so my starter went out. That was like $4,000. Mm-hmm. It's just expensive. Yeah.
I will tell you a story though. I've had this Porsche a long time. It's got over 100,000 miles on it, but I love it because some little lady, I swear, this is a true story. I got it at Hennessy Porsche. Some little lady had it and she wanted to tow something. So it has literally every bell and whistle that you don't normally get. That Porsche has a V8 engine in it. Normally that's not, but she was going to tow something with it. So I bought this Porsche and it has a towing thing on the back. And I'm going, that's just not.
No, that's not normal.
It is not normal.
No.
No. We went to a wedding in Indiana for you who follow us. I'm from Indiana and it has never given me any problems ever, and it would not start after the wedding. It just would not start. So we figured out what was going on with it. Lovely gentleman in Indianapolis helped us because it was a Sunday morning. We drove it all the way here without turning it off. Yes, we tag team without. Yeah. And I think I even mentioned we were going to be 30 miles short on gas. So we did get just a squirt of gas because we could not turn it off. Long story short, here's where I'm going with this. It pays to have friends. So to get a new battery, you have to take off the driver's seat to get to it. And it's about, I think that it was going to be somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000 to get it repaired or changed. And they couldn't get us in for 4 days because everybody loves a Porsche. Mm-hmm. And I have a friend who actually, that friend is one of the new loan officers in this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he has a friend. And $300 later,
you had a new battery.
I had a new battery.
That's nice.
Voila. Yeah.
Well, they wanted $7,000 or $8,000 to do the starter at the dealership.
Yeah.
And so friend of a friend.
Yeah.
So we got it done for $4,000, but because you can't get parts for them except through Porsche.
Right.
And so, just is what it is.
I waited 6 months and paid $800 to get a key replacement.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it had to come from Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't
yeah.
making them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. That's it.
Yeah.
The drive of yes. a Porsche is amazing.
It like, is. It is the most comfortable drive
yeah.
ever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I have I have a little meter, and it's, I call it the inertia meter, and I like to see how far I can move the little red dot. My family loves that.
Even my husband should talk.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. At yeah. Disney, there's these like, they redid a bunch of the roads down there in Orlando, on Disney property, and it's almost like a loop to better control traffic. Oh, you can take those at a rather nice rate of speed in the Porsche.
Right.
And I'd be like, oh, we got the dot yeah. over. We got the dot over. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Uh-huh. I would yeah. be like, we're going to puke. I'm like, that's fine. Outside the car.
Yeah.
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 You got to have
I'm prone to that. Note to self, I will not ride with you because I can't guarantee.
Well, I mean, if I know somebody's going to be sick, I won't do that. But to my family, yeah, I'm going to torture them. It's so much fun.
Why did you have them?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, what else is the purpose?
Yeah.
yeah. So I called Rachel after podcast and was like, okay, tell me all the things. Why did you, what, why? Because I knew what she had. I knew you hated your Mercedes because you got that next. Hated
yeah,
it.
Hated it. Still hate it. We drove in it this weekend.
And you're like, no.
Yeah. Shane's like, do you miss it? I'm like, nope. I don't miss it. That, I mean, and it was a great car. And I think people probably, you know, that have one probably enjoy them. But when you go from a Porsche to that, two completely different rides
right.
and drives, they're just completely different. And I didn't connect with it. It wasn't a fun car. It did way too many complicated things. I couldn't figure out why it did certain things. You had to turn off certain buttons every time you'd get in because it wouldn't allow you to just program it the way you wanted to. Like it,
right.
they had certain features. It just had to be that way.
Oh, that
it was just, it was like yeah. that all the time. Random stuff too. So I am like completely anti car electric, like electric car.
Right.
I've always like, I'm like, nope, we're not going to do it. What if something happens and we need a gas vehicle? Like, no, I'm not doing it. Somebody could just turn them, like, press the computer thing and they all turn off. This is my brain, right? And we went and we test drove multiple cars on that weekend. And the last one that we drove was the Tesla. And as soon as I got in that thing and started driving, I go, okay, this is it. This is it. Drives like a Porsche. It handles very much like a Porsche. Very sturdy and fast. But simple at the same time.
Right.
You know, the Mercedes had all these buttons and gadgets and things, and this is very streamlined and simple, but it gives you that very fast, handles curves well. It's
a fun
it's
car
a
to drive.
Fun car to drive.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Very fun. Yeah. So
I can see that.
It's one of the purchases, like, you know, when you go and buy something and when you buy a car, I mean, obviously when you buy a car and you drive it off the lot, like, oh crap, now I'm $20,000 less it's worth in value just from driving it off. When I drove that off the lot, I did not feel like I made a bad purchase.
Right.
I felt like, okay, this makes the most economical sense. I'm still having a great time in it. It has some really fun features. Like, I felt like I made a good decision in buying a car, which
I think women
different.
Are intuitive too about their cars, not so much what you read or what other people think, but you know when you sit in it, like my Boxster car was my spirit car. It really was. And if somebody hadn't literally backed over the top of it, I would still be, I'd be putting it together with Bondo or whatever and still driving it.
Yeah.
Although any kind of 6 feet or any kind of speed like that, as you get older, like I had to have this knee worked on before this knee because of clutching in Atlanta. Now that would not necessarily be as bad if I was in Southern Indiana, but because this, there was pressure always clutching, or I could have not stopped.
Yeah. Either way,
you know, but that was a beautiful car. It was seal gray. It was convertible. It had red calipers on it. And when I drove that car and got out of that car, every time I thought, yes, pat her. Mm-hmm. Kind of like my dogs, mm-hmm. you know, pat her, and she did really well for me.
Yeah.
So. But I like this one. This is a good grandma car, and I will not.
It is not a grandma car. That's why I've been driving for the past, like, 5 years.
No. But my kids say.
I know. She's like.
But here's the reason we call it it's a grandma car, because my kids told me if we have children, that grandbaby, he's not going to be in that car. Because of the airbags and stuff. And so when it got it, they said, okay, now we might consider children. She's got a grandma car.
She's got a car that a grandbaby can go into. Okay, that's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't feel like a grandma in it, but I was allowed to carry my grandson in it then.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, like, that's one of those things, like, so I know how you're raised. Like, I mean, my dad... is like you bought an electric vehicle. It was bad enough I had a German vehicle, like foreign vehicle. Like,
oh yeah,
I was raised on.
Oh yeah.
Well, U.S. You couldn't even really have a Ford because friends don't let friends drive Fords because it means found on road dead. Mm-hmm. And so you could have a GMC or a Chevy. Except my very first car was a Ford Mustang, but that's only because that was my dad's very first car as well. So it's family tradition. So that. Was the only acceptable way to have a Ford, and now they've taken a right hand turn on those, and now those are unacceptable because they're now not their SUVs or crossover or whatever. They're not even sports car anymore. So so then I went for my the Porsche was the very first German car I have ever owned in my entire life. I had always had Tahoes, Suburban, Acadia, like that's. Mm-hmm. Yukon XL, that's all I had ever owned.
Yeah.
I think I had a BMW. Oh, I had the BMW X5 for like a year. Hated that thing. Mm-hmm. Hated it. Mm-hmm. And was like, I'll never buy that again. But then I got into the Cayenne and I was like, oh, this is amazing. You know, the heavens parted, things sang.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And that's the longest I've ever kept a car in my entire life.
Yeah, you do like cars and you like change.
Mm-hmm. I like change.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not a change person.
I do too. I like it.
Yeah. And so
that's to my husband's advantage that I don't like change.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's to my husband's advantage that I like to change cars and not him.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Yes.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. But yeah, so I talked to Rachel and I'm like, okay, so give me the details because her and I have been on a journey together over the years. So when COVID shutdown happened, we all have businesses, right? And so it was like, okay, what are you cutting? Because we didn't know what was going to happen in real estate. You didn't know what was going to happen. So we had car wash memberships.
Services. Yeah.
Yes. And like, we had all this stuff and she's like, well, what are you cutting? I'm like, I don't want to cut my car wash. And
there's something about being able to just pull right in there every single week as many times as you wanted to.
Into the express lane.
Yeah, and have a clean car. Oh, yeah. I never got that back, by the way. I deprived myself of that. And I've
slummed it, and I'm now at the express wash one up the street. Mm-hmm. It's slumming. It's very depressing, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I just showed up at Hennessy and go in to ask a question. They wash it while I...
Which is very nice, but the one across the street is hand wash, and they vacuum, and they do everything.
They did that for me.
But, no, they have a thing. At Hennessy, they run it through.
Well, the inside was vacuumed, trust me.
Yeah.
The inside is vacuumed. No, but this place is hand washed. They don't scratch your, they don't scratch your paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taken care of over there.
So, yes, I was very, so that was the first cutback. Yes. That was the first cutback, and I, you know. I got it back for a hot minute, and then I was like, no, it's pricey. Mm-hmm. And so we've been working on, because you've got to, this goes back to, like, business is that you've got to watch your margins. You can't build your lifestyle based on a good year.
Yeah.
You build it off of a good business. And so it was like, okay, how much, when I ask you, like, okay, what's the difference between your Porsche, Mercedes, and now the Tesla? That's a big
Oh, yeah.
difference.
Yeah. monthly payment wise, yeah. Big difference. Very big difference. That and maintenance. I think I told you this. We added it all up. So maintenance, payment, gas, all of that is $800 a month savings.
Yeah.
It's huge.
So I get off the savings. Phone with you.
A lot of shoes.
Yes. You can buy a lot of great things. Uh-huh. And
yeah. So I get off the phone with her and I'm going, $800 a month. Hold on a second. I can do that math. Mm-hmm. So I added all mine up. I'm at like $875 a month that's saving me.
Isn't that crazy? That is insane.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And together, we could put that savings and go buy an investment property.
And there's a rate of return on that.
Yeah.
I'm and I was
telling
like,
you, yeah. This is how it works, people.
Yeah. Yes. Now, do I love my Porsche? Yes, but I can still go 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds, people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's fun, too.
It's fun. So I was like, okay, well, what kind did you get? Because I knew she wasn't going to get, like, the base model that's, like, you know, mm-hmm. Fred Flintstones right. Under there, like, with his little feet trying to push
six
forward.
Squirrels.
Yeah. You know? So yeah. Like, all right, tell me all the things. And then I went and test drove it, and I was like, oh, okay, I can do this. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was so much money.
Yeah. It's like when you look at it for the money savings, it's a no-brainer.
Yes.
That's one of those things you go, this is a no-brainer for me to do this.
And yeah, and so I told a couple of people, and they're like, you went from a Porsche to a Tesla? I'm like, yes, I did.
Yeah.
And financially, mm-hmm. It's a great investment. And here's the thing, too, is like, well, it's not a great investment in the sense of no car is a great investment.
Right.
But it was a good financial decision. And I can't remember. I think it's like Jim Carrey or Matthew McConaughey, somebody you don't think of. They're like, if you're not willing to change your lifestyle to meet your financial goals, like you're not living for yourself, you're living for other people. Mm-hmm. And I'm quoting that very badly, but that's the essence of it.
Yeah.
And I was just, after you said that and I ran the math, I'm like, yeah, what am I not doing with that money that I could be doing?
Yeah.
For my family, for me, for long-term, heck, even if it is 1 month, a pair of shoes
mm-hmm.
or two, probably just.
For you.
Yeah. For me.
You buy two pair of nice shoes and then you take the other half of it and you put it in investment.
Anything. Know?
Yeah.
Well, two pairs of new shoes. That ain't good enough.
Well, I know, but I'm thinking conservatively.
I'm sitting here going, the best deal I got on a pair of Jimmy shoes, I think, was about $400.
Yeah. So
that was on sale in Italy, too, and you had to get there. So I don't know how much that counts.
There's value in that, though, going.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, there is.
Yeah. Let's do that. I want to go. That's where I'm going to go.
Actually, the prices just dropped big time.
Did they really?
Yeah. They because next year is the something jubilee, some kind of celebration. And so the next year will be a zoo. Do not go to Italy next year. But okay. If you go before the end of the year this year, they just dropped flights big time because most of the flights are now going to be next year during that celebration.
Right. Oh.
So I was just talking to Johnny Sparrow, him and his wife. They just booked Milan and Venice and somewhere else. And so he was asking me for hotel recommendations. So I gave him where we stay in Venice.
Fine.
Yeah. No, go. Go before the end of the year. It's so much cheaper right now.
Gosh, that's great.
Yeah, go to Florence.
Yeah.
I know it's out there, but go to Florence.
Oh, no, it's totally worth it.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm. A Florentine steak?
I've not had that.
To me, it's just the people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I came out of, we were, it was hectic, you know, the Vatican and everything. Mm-hmm. It was so busy.
Oh,
so
in much Rome.
Mm-hmm. So much touristy stuff. And then we took the train and get off at Florence and it's like, quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the good kind of quiet. I mean, yeah. There's chattering and stuff like that. And we stayed right next to the Basilica. There's mm-hmm. a little hotel there. And it was just, if I told you this twice in Italy, it was like out of a Disney movie.
Aww.
So you open the windows and there's the Basilica or whatever.
Big square.
And the church is there. And if I had taken my toothbrush and thrown it, that I would have hit it. I mean, it was that close. And it was, so you saw every essence of the architecture from atop down.
That's
yeah,
cool.
It's great. Everything was cobblestone. And
no, I think everybody should go to Italy.
Yeah.
Everybody should.
And I haven't been that many places, so I don't know. There's probably tons of beautiful places, but
there, I mean, I love to travel. That's my jam, mm-hmm. right? But I will tell you that Florence is one of my favorite places. But then there's all these little towns when you get, even outside of the, like, Tuscany, like, if you go a little even farther south than that, and there's the little towns, and you just go sit, and they don't, like, they have the expectation that you are going to sit and eat and drink wine for, like, at least an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And so you just sit, and you're just relaxed. It's just so lovely.
Yeah.
And there's usually always some kind of church bell.
Mm-hmm. Even I gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to especially one place and then just hop the train. And
it's so mm-hmm. much better with the trains there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
It was pretty simple.
That's awesome.
So yeah.
Maybe with my savings, I can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a mm-hmm. great thing. Just allocate that and name it so then it's a visual every time you put it.
I know, you can have, you don't understand. I go to Italy for cheaper than most people go to freaking Florida.
Well, you know what? You call me, dear.
TravelZoo. mm-hmm. Honestly, you want my best travel hack in the world. It is travelzoo.com. It is every week they do their top 20. Free, here you go, free travel advice. Every week they do their top 20. And what they do is they go out and search for the best travel deals everywhere. And 9 times out of 10, especially for the Italy ones, we've used them to go all kinds of different places. But they're using overseas travel agencies because a lot of the governments subsidize airfares to those countries. However, you're not going to see that as much through the American side of stuff. So they go, they search it up for you. And a lot of times what I'll check is like, okay, where is the hotel? But they're always like family owned and operated hotels. They're always amazing. That's cool. We went the last time and did 4 different towns. We were there for 10 days. Mm-hmm. And we stayed and the hub was a 13th century medieval castle.
Cool.
It was absolutely spectacular. And for airfare, round trip, rental car, breakfast every morning, and the hotel, I paid $1,100 a person.
Gosh.
That's amazing.
That is good.
But we're not getting a rental car because I will not let my husband drive in Europe. No. I don't want him to drive here in Cherokee County.
Once you're outside of Rome is terrifying to drive in, but once you're outside of the cities, even the smaller cities are fine. Mm-hmm. I drove all through the countryside. Seth drove. The scariest thing is like, you know how you'll see deer on our road? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have wild boar.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, we're driving at night to get to this castle. And do you guys remember, well, who knows which hurricane it was? It was one of the hurricanes and it was hitting Miami. This was not last
fall. Did you go fall, like 2 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
We flew in and the hurricane is right behind us. It is gusting so hard that it's pushing the airplane. The airplane barely lands and I'm sitting there going, we're not getting back out of here. We're not getting back out. Because mm-hmm. we had a connecting flight mm-hmm. in Miami and then over to Italy. No lie. We barely get out. And then we land in Italy and they were getting hit by a hurricane. We don't know that. We land. It is a torrential downpour mm-hmm. with gusting winds. So we're driving. We are so wrecked. We can't see straight. And we're driving to the countryside and it's pouring down rain. And I'm like barely staying awake. I'm like this telling Seth, because everything's in freaking kilometers. So you don't actually know how close anything is or not. It's like, I know it's less than a mile, but I don't know. And so all of a sudden Seth's like, oh God. And I'm looking, I'm like, what is that? And he's like, are those pigs? I'm like, oh my God, those are pigs. And it's this whole family of pigs going across the road. As we're trying to be like, don't fall asleep, don't fall asleep, don't fall asleep in the pouring rain. So that's how I know they have wild boar.
That's hilarious.
I'm like,
so TravelZoo.
Yep. Check. So it's I use the app. So I get notifications every time it drops.
There's an app for that. We'll get the app.
There's an app for that.
But also on their website. But I get notifications. But most people don't think that it's real.
Yeah.
Because they're like, that can't be, just open it, it's fine. If people at this point don't know we're eating candy and everything else.
I mean, this is supposed to be real life.
Exactly.
Right.
This is lunch.
This is real life. I can't open it.
It's 12:30. It's lunch.
Mm-hmm. It's lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so top 20, and most people don't think these are real deals, that it's a scam or something, but we have used it more times than I can count. We've done Mexico, like all-inclusives. I got one all-inclusive in Mexico that had just opened. It was open like 60 days. People had paid quadruple what I had paid.
Yeah.
And they were like, how did you do that? And I'm
so
like,
good.
You just, yeah. So Iceland with flights. So hotel and flights to go to Iceland, $5.99 a person.
That's insane.
And
Cancun, all inclusive, Hilton with flights, $6.99 a person.
All right. We're going to have to take her with us. We'll just pay to take her.
Mm-hmm. Barcelona, Seville, and Madrid, $8.99 a person. That is hotels and airfare round trip.
My husband's been to Barcelona for work, but I have not.
Oh, Barcelona is beautiful. I've only been there.
I
want
to go to Portugal.
I've never been anywhere.
I've only done a layover in Portugal. I've heard it's amazing.
My friend Steve says the wine is amazing. Mm. The people are amazing. They most a lot of them must speak English. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, here you go. Paris, Normandy, and Versailles, which is all Paris, $11.99 a person. That's flights and hotels and breakfast.
Do you get like a good flight though, or is this like back in the
so,
back?
Here's what I do. No, I will
back
tell you.
The bus.
The back, yeah, I was just putting you in the back of the bus.
That's fair. So I will tell you, sometimes it depends. I will check the airfare first and see what airline it is. I mean, a couple of times it's been United Emirates. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's usually like Air France or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then so I usually budget about $200 to $300 more than they tell you per person to pick which seat I want. Uh-huh. And a lot of times I'll check which hotel they've got you at, and I'll map it and make sure it's, because sometimes you can be a little bit further out than you may want to be, or I might move myself a little bit closer to a specific train station that I see is like an easy thoroughfare. Mm-hmm. And usually it's a difference between like 20 or 30 bucks. I mean, we're not talking like whatever.
Right.
But I've never had a problem with it. It's absolutely fantastic. Great way to travel and to do it reasonably.
Yeah.
But you probably enjoy like putting all this together.
No, it's a travel agency.
Okay.
So I go to one website and I'm just looking at that. Mm-hmm. And then I'll either call them or tell them and be like, I want an exit row of seats for Seth especially.
Yeah.
And that's it. And they'll just give
and
me the price
do
of it.
It. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Good. Cause that, I don't, that I overthink things.
I do too. I would rather somebody just go, hey, you're getting on the airplane at this time. You're going to go here. This is your hotel. Like I want to.
So you can call them.
I don't
you don't
enjoy
even have to,
doing any of that stuff.
No, and don't even book it online. You can actually just call the travel agencies directly. And you can even just say, hey, I saw this deal, but here's, like, I want the best flights. I want this. I want that. Here's what's important to me. Mm-hmm. Can you tweak that package to make it work? And they'll say, sure. They'll
that's
even add on extra nights for you, whatever. Because they are full service travel agencies.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what I need. A friend of mine loves to like, figure out where to go and like all the spots you're going to stop at. And I'm like, no, I can't. Just tell me where to go. I will go anywhere. Yeah. I will tag along. I'm super easy, but I don't want to have to figure it out. Like I don't have to know where I'm going.
And how Seth and I travel, I don't like strict itineraries either.
Yeah.
Like I want to get there and I like to meander.
Like relax.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's how we are too. Like slow pace. We don't want to be jumping right up and having to go do this, and this. No. We want to, at our own pace, get up and
We usually have two things that we want to make sure we get done in that week. But,
and especially in Italy and Europe, like ask, because we're always staying at, I don't like staying at the Americanized hotel chains because those are very tourist driven. They're like probably 10 times as expensive and you miss out on that. Like, go down and the guy who owns it or his son or his brother is at the front desk and be like, hey, where's your favorite restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
And there have been so many amazing things we've seen in restaurants we've been to. And then when we go to the restaurants and they hand you the menu, don't order off the menu. Ask them to bring you their favorite stuff.
And Shane does that all the time now here.
Does he?
Yeah. He's like, what's your favorite? And they'll tell him, he goes, okay, bring me that. Or he'll say, I like surprises. Just bring me what most people order or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
He just tries it.
Traveling's the hardest part. I don't know if you've met my husband or not, but he's 6'5".
Oh, he's tall.
And 6'5 with bad knees from football. And so getting him an airline, very much like your husband, getting him comfortable. Because if he's not comfortable, then I'm going to hate this ride because he's going to constantly mutter to me that he's uncomfortable.
And then he's miserable.
That he's miserable. And then that makes us both miserable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you need a good comfy.
So did you know that they make feet rests for airlines too now? So what I do for Seth, so I don't know if we've covered this or not, but or if you're listening for the first time. So my husband and I were in a really bad car accident many years ago. And so he has permanent disabilities from it. And so one of the things is that his pelvis was fractured in four different places. And so when he sits for long periods of time, it's very painful. And if he stands for any amount of time, it's very painful because his legs were shattered and he's got rods and he's had, oh my God, I think we're up to like 36 or 37 surgeries since the accident. And so it's a catch 22 because he can't sit for terribly long, and he also can't like stand very long. Right. So a reclining position is best. So I found, because this would probably work for Greg too, is they have these things that loop over the your tray that folds down. And it's a sling, and it just, it's not like it keeps your feet totally up, but it's got it so that they're up underneath, like, where your bag storage is.
Right.
And it keeps him off of his hip.
The pressure off of his hip.
That's a great, cool
thing.
Yes.
No, I had never heard that before.
And they're so cheap. I think they're, like, $10. It's not some, like, fancy contraption or whatever. But it helps immensely.
Yeah. That is cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So for Greg, that might help too, especially in an exit row or something like that. Yeah. He would actually have room
to stretch,
and get his feet up a little bit. Might help.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes,
I get too antsy too.
I'm just sitting here laughing because we go through all these things for Greg to be comfortable, and I had been planning to go to Houston, and he was helping me book, and he put me in a middle seat so he didn't have to pay $25 more.
He put you in a middle seat.
Yes. And I thought he was never going to hear the end of it. We had to cancel the flight because of the hurricane that came in at Houston.
Yes.
And so then we had to cancel it again. But the second time, it was not in the middle seat. I go,
yeah, don't put me in the middle seat.
You do not put mama in a corner or in the seat, just like in Dirty Dancing. You're not doing that to save you $25.
Yeah.
No.
Of your retirement. I'm still working, honey.
I'm like, if you put me in a middle seat, somebody is going to die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was so funny because I get on the plane to come home and somebody was in my seat on the aisle but was on the wrong side.
Yeah.
And I look over and it's Rachel who's in the middle seat.
And I'm in the middle seat.
And she's in the middle seat. And I go, oh, never mind. You can stay there. I'll sit next to her. Because I'm like, I knew the people that were on the other side too. But I was like, oh, but Rachel's, you know.
Is this like my family
It was Mega Camp.
Okay, same.
Yeah.
Okay. Same kind of thing. And so, yeah, I was like, oh no, I'll sit next to Rachel. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Because those freaking flights sell out like.
Oh, they're so fast.
They're so packed.
Yeah.
And you know most everybody on there, but it's packed. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to the Luxury Symposium this year. You should come with me.
When is it?
End of October, 26th, 23rd, something like that. It's my first time going.
I've never been either.
And so I'll tell you, so usually there's fall masterminds, which is one of my favorite events all year. They do spring and fall usually. But this year they kind of tacked on a small mastermind session at the end of Mega Camp. And I felt, I'm not going to lie, I felt a little gypped because it's usually the masterminds is quite an event and it's smaller. And so you really get to network with people.
Right.
And, the luxury event is a symposium, but there is masterminds. And Brady, look up Brady Sandel. If anybody's in real estate or luxury stuff, he's an absolute genius. There are very few people outside of like Brian Fair, Gary Keller. Like there's very visionary people. Yeah. And then there's people that are really smart that you want to be around. Like, so for me, like that's Kim Estes. Mm-hmm. That there are a lot of people that I fit into those categories too, right? And Brady is one of those, like, he can see things on that luxury side that I have not heard other people talk about before.
So when you're talking, it's that echelon of luxury homes and Is that, okay.
Yes. Just so I'm.
No, that's good. I'm glad you asked that. So yes, he is, he runs the division. He's the director of luxury for all of Keller Williams International. And what's fascinating is that Keller Williams actually is number one in luxury in the entire United States. Most people don't realize that because we are all allowed to, since brand everybody ourselves. Has their own business, we're allowed to brand ourselves. And so whereas other brokerages, every single sign has to look exactly the same way because it's not about the agent, it's about their brand. People don't necessarily realize that. And so Brady runs a luxury team. They specialize in luxury, but he is a visionary and definitely sees things in that space that I don't hear from other people. So I'm very excited.
Where is it going to be at?
San Diego.
Ooh, fun.
Oh, so sorry you guys. No.
Oh, here's the best part. You ready? Okay, I forget the name of the hotel. Shoot, I'll have to tell you at some point. But anyways, you've been to Disney. Have you been to Disney?
Yes.
Yeah. You've been. Okay.
Yeah.
So you know the Grand Floridian?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is the hotel that was modeled off after.
Oh.
And so it's right on the beach in San Diego, and it's absolutely stunning.
All right, I'll go.
San Diego is, without a doubt,
my favorite city
in the United States.
I've never been.
I've never been to San Diego either.
My nephew
lives in San Diego.
And I've never been to San Diego.
No, because he works with the military.
Yeah.
So he's always either on a ship.
Yeah.
Weren't you just with, didn't he just graduate from something?
That's been
a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute. That was 3 years ago.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't forget things.
Yeah.
I don't forget things. You tell me something.
Might have been pre-COVID. It was pre-COVID. 2019. Yeah.
Yeah. It was that long ago?
Uh-huh.
Well, see, I keep up.
Yeah.
Just not the time frames.
Well,
I know.
COVID. And that's funny. That's the only thing that made it actually now. Everything wasn't
before. Oh, no, it's pre or post. It's a line.
Otherwise, for me, everything blends together. And I think everything was just a couple of years ago, and it's like been nine.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't realize my age either because it all just seamlessly blends together. But we almost would be living in San Diego now because Greg had a job offer and we took the kids out. We went to San Diego three times in, I think, probably less than a year, maybe a year and a half. One was for an interview, one was for a conference, one was for he was doing work out there. And yeah, that was a great way to travel with Greg having the events. And I was just tagging along because he would also entertain. And so we had stayed at the president's suite on the bay in San Diego, and it had its own butler and it had its own dining room. And
it's not shabby.
Stuff that I'm, a little girl from Southern Indiana would never have dreamed that there'd be a butler at my door.
Yeah. That's fun.
My kids got really used to it quickly.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thing.
What's not to be mad at? I'm not mad at that.
No, even on cruises, my son, who was like, we did a lot of cruises too. And my son would be like six and he'd be calling because he didn't have any chocolate milk.
Oh no.
He'd be like, excuse me, let's chat.
Yeah.
Because we had one room and then my daughter and son had the next room and we could kind of hear everything was going on. But yeah, he got really used to it. Says, what do you want, mommy? I'll get it for you.
I got you, mom. Don't worry.
I got a friend.
I got a friend.
I got a friend. Yeah, that's cute.
No, so we'll have to go out and go to the, I want to go to the zoo.
Oh, I would totally be up for that.
Oh, go to the zoo. And go to the safari.
What's that?
Oh,
is it at the zoo?
There's the zoo, and then they have I'll check. They have more like a safari land where you get in the little And the animals are around you.
Oh, so they take you out like in the
kind of like Animal Kingdom.
That's what I was thinking. Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay.
And that was more fun than the zoo, because the zoo is amazing. But if you've seen a zoo, you pretty much go, oh, there's the polar bear. Mm-hmm. But when we went on that, it was a fun time. There's so many things. I'll have to think about all the different places.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a advertisement for San Diego, but when we go, I mean, there's really distinct areas of San Diego. So they had the most amazing Latino, Mexican, I mean, where you go to a restaurant and there's a little lady patting out the tortillas and cooking them and giving them to you as you wait in line for your table.
Oh, nice.
And then there's, of course, the ocean or the bay front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's also then downtown, and all of them are
all different.
Yes, completely different. It's like your three vacations. Now, we haven't been there for a while since we decided we weren't going to live there, but and La Jolla, mm-hmm. go to La Jolla, which is, you know, just right down the street from San Diego. That's got some beautiful scenery, and that's where the seals come up. Well, they did. I don't know what happens in California, moves so quickly.
That's true. I don't know.
There may be a condominium there.
That's fair. I have no idea. But
yes, I have nothing but good
memories from there.
That's cool. Exactly.
Yeah. Idea. But
I have nothing but good
memories from there.
Yeah. Cool. Exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm thrilled. And so, like, the ticket in includes, like, there's two reception, like, dinner thing or heavier door. I don't know. Now we're getting into details I didn't pay that close of attention to.
Okay.
And I know you got families.
I'll call you.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out. Is Holly going?
No, she is the one.
Where's she going?
The stinker is the one who told me, like, hey, do you want to do this year? And I was like, yeah, let me look into it. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, this looks really good. So I texted her and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go. And she's like, I have a conflict now. I was like, Holly. I was like, that's not how this works. You got to give me a hot second to look at it.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. So the options are that the Luxury Symposium and Summit is happening at the same time as our regional overnight event, or I could be in San Diego beachfront learning from like one of the best speakers that I love listening to.
To bring back knowledge to your agents that are in luxury.
Uh-huh. We have one of the highest percentages of luxury agents in our office. And so I was like, I'm not coming with you to Alabama. And she's like, I hate you so much. So for everybody out there in Podcastville, Katie is our office manager. She runs the operations and everything. And so it was going to be me and her together. And I was like, listen, I got you. Everybody else, the room block that KW, the region booked, is like this Hilton Garden Inn and Suites. I was like, but you're right down the street at this really nice, like, you have a very nice hotel, because that's where I was going to be staying with you. But I will take great notes, and so will you. Anyway, I won't be attending the Birmingham, Alabama event, and I will miss everybody so very much. And I'm sure that Katie will take excellent notes, as I am in San Diego with Rachel.
I have a note app for her to take too, where you just hit it. It records and makes notes.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh. It's called Coconut.
Coconut.
That's cool. Coconut.
Yeah.
Is it on your iPad?
Yes.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Matter of fact.
So she can just open it up, hit record, and go play on her phone.
Hit record.
Yeah, we're definitely editing that. She will not be playing on her phone. She'll be taking copious notes.
Yeah. She'll make sure the coconut.
Don't watch this on YouTube where I'm making funny faces behind the scenes. Yeah. Oh, somebody who is listening to our podcast is like, can you guys please do the outtakes and put them on TikTok and like do all the funny stuff? And I was like, we don't really have outtakes. We kind of just roll with it. So the funny stuff's in the podcast already.
Yeah. You just have to watch it.
Yeah.
Or listen.
I'm not allowed to be on TikTok.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I'm on TikTok.
No. My family's.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not like my company says you can't be on TikTok.
Right.
But my family said,
no.
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 I know.
Do that, you're too dangerous.
You'd be funny on TikTok.
You would be funny on TikTok.
Yeah.
Now I post, I have two accounts. I'm not going to tell everybody what my private one is, because I do post like some pretty hilarious, like stuff that happens in my house.
Yeah.
Like personal stuff. If you find me, you find me, that's fine. Like I'm a little bit of a pain in the butt. I know everybody is totally surprised by this. So there are plenty of videos of me jumping out and scaring the crap out of my entire family. Oh yeah. My favorite is my cousin who lives downstairs in the basement, and he stays up late.
Oh no.
And he's always got earphones and stuff on. Oh, he's the best.
I bet you scare the crap out of
him. Oh, I do. He's so much fun to scare. And he's always like jumping like 5 feet in the air. My son-in-law is so easy to scare too. He's great. So yeah, there's some really good videos on there.
I'm sure you tested that out so you know whether or not he could actually be in the family or not.
A little bit. If you couldn't tolerate the torture, then you're not going to make it.
Yeah. 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 That's a pre-qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you last.
That's awesome. They're going to be married 2 months. Gosh. Saturday?
Oh.
Friday. This Friday.
That's quick already. Yeah.
It's really quick. We're going to go see Hans Zimmer. Zimmer. Oh, I hope she doesn't listen to this. Then I'll get in trouble for how I say his name, because I always say it wrong.
Yeah.
The composer.
Yeah, I don't know how to, I'm not gonna say it either.
Yeah. Oh, this is a great story. Husbands. You know, have you seen on TikTok, speaking of which, that hashtag, like, marriage is hard? Mm-hmm. And the girl goes, explain why, and then people, like, add, like, why their marriage is hard. Like, and it's jokes, like, right? Yeah. So, Alyssa was buying her and Anthony's tickets for Hans, and those tickets are not cheap. Now, mind you, my daughter is so obsessed with him. That's when she flew.
Right.
My cousin and her cousin too, flew to Austria.
Oh my word.
To go hear him in their symphony hall.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that's how much she loves.
Yes. She's passionate.
She's passionate, right? Mm-hmm. So she's getting on to make sure she gets Anthony and their tickets in where they want to sit. And he's coming right here to Duluth. So she's ecstatic, right? Wow. So she's getting there and Seth is logging on to get our tickets. Here's why marriage is hard. He ends up not realizing that he had clicked the checkout button. So he keeps hitting refresh and checks out like 3 times. We end up with like 9 tickets. And you know those things are not $45 a pop.
Uh-uh.
And Seth's like, hey, babe. So, because, you know, you got notifications that if, like, a bunch of charges come through, I have it set to notify me. And he's like, so when you see on our American Express that I spent, like, $3,000 on concert tickets, yet they're non-refundable. Now, we were able to sell them.
Right.
And we were able to actually make a profit because they were sold out, like, almost immediately. And he's like, see? And I was like, no, friend. Love you lots.
Right.
Yeah.
You clickied. You just kept clicking. He's like, I wanted to make sure we got our tickets. I'm like, maybe wait for the circle to stop.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
I know.
Greg puts you in the middle seat. I ended up with $3,000 worth of tickets. What did you end up with?
The middle seat is just mild for that man. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. So we bought a fixer-upper 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
In downtown Cumming. It has completely been gutted except for the kitchen. But every wall has come down. We have touched every single thing on this. Wow. And it's been a much larger project than we thought. Yeah. And it just continues to grow. And so he decided he needed a shop, a man's place. And he built this 3-car detached home behind our home. I mean, you can walk upstairs. It's got full storage upstairs. I'm telling you, it's a home that he built.
There's like a stairways to upstairs.
Yes. Yes.
It's he got you good.
He got me good. Yeah. I don't know how much that cost.
You're like,
I'm kind of scared to ask.
Don't ask.
Yeah. No. But it was so way more than what it was supposed to be.
Plausible deniability in my head means I know it's bad, but as long as I don't know, it doesn't become real.
Yes. 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 Yeah. And it's a house.
Yeah.
I mean, when he started insulating it and like putting sheetrock in and then having to paint the walls, like all the things, I was like, what are you doing? Like, this is supposed to be a shop. Like,
right.
You have the roll-up doors. You're out there sweating with your
car. That's
what
I'm saying, yeah.
Like, no, this thing is air-conditioned. Doors are closed all the time because he doesn't want to let the air out.
The pool table's going to be moving in.
Yeah, yeah. last night. So he started this project that we have a room that's non-completed off of the pool. And we've been deciding, do we want it to be a bedroom, a gym, like another entertainment area, another kitchen for downstairs. And we have gone through all three of these in a night, like hashing them out. And he's like, I go, we really honestly don't need a gym. Like, we live 5 minutes from our gym.
Yeah.
I could walk to the gym from my house. He goes, well, I'll just put the gym in my shop. We're talking about a man that doesn't work out very often. Like, there's always a reason why he's not going, you know. He said last night, he's going to put that in his shop.
And he's going to be like, so honey, I'm going to be outside working out. You're like,
right,
sure.
Yeah. So he's always got me. Like, right, he's always coming up with stuff. I got to go work in the shop. I'm like, what are you doing in the shop? Yeah. Oh, he's like tinkers with his screws and his nuts and all the little things. So, he puts them all in different boxes and counts them. And
Greg goes upstairs.
It's quite interesting.
Good. Say he's working, shuts the door so he doesn't have to watch the dog, and he can read all the blogs that he wants to read without me.
Interruption.
Well, yeah, without me saying, dear, could you open the door and let the dog out? You know, it's like the big stuff at my house.
Yeah.
It's a courtyard gated in.
Yeah.
Like, all he has to do is open the door.
We'll let him go. Yeah.
Next thing I know, there's going to be a doggy door. So
I was going to say, I'm surprised you don't have one of those that auto opens with the collar.
Because Winston's getting so big, it'd be half the door. It'd be more like a Captain Kangaroo. Do you know what a Captain Kangaroo door is?
Oh, yeah. Where's it at? Lower level, upper level. Yeah.
It's got its own specific, but
yeah.
I always, because Captain Kangaroo would always open the top, you know, instead.
I mean, I know who that is, but I know.
Captain Kangaroo in that time was the newest, greatest thing for kids to, you know, between Walt Disney and Captain Kangaroo.
I liked Mr. Rogers.
I liked Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers, though, was like even
later,
after that.
I mean,
He was still around.
Yeah.
I watched him.
Yeah. He came up around the early 70s, like right when I was born in that, I think.
No, because I was early 80s. I was 82 and he was still around.
And he was still around.
I was graduating high school.
Really? No, you were not.
Yes. That's... No.
Really?
Yeah. I graduated high school in 1972.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I like to do this every once in a while just to say, okay. So.
And yes, for some perspective here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I was born in the 50s. That's why I swore I was not going to have a 50s husband.
Mm. Does he cook dinner for you?
If I let him do the whole dinner, there'd be nothing healthy on that meal.
No,
so
he
cooks the meat.
Okay.
And I do the sides.
Okay.
That's
fair.
We
do
it.
You're awesome. Right. Thank you.
Yay. Yes.
All right. That was it.